I really have. But life happens. Oh, God. I'm going to be talking about peace. Peace. The thing is peace. The subject matter is peace with God and the peace of God. I'm going to sing a little song before I start. I always like to sing something. Down through the years, I've been just like to have a little something. Something. Talk about the Lord and sing about the Lord. That's it. When we sing, he hears us and he rejoices in us. And I just love the Lord so much. I tell you, he's just wonderful. And there's no one greater. I love you, women. You don't know how good God's been to me since when I wasn't saved. He was still good because he kept me here. But there were things in my life that I was doing that didn't make me look so good, you know. But since Jesus has come into my life, oh, what a change. And I just wish every woman could have that. I really, truly do. He's an awesome God. And if you don't know him, you need to get to know him. And if you do know him, you need to draw closer to him. He's awesome. He's a wonderful Father. Attempt to sing this song here. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to that crimson shore. Many arrows pierce my soul from without and within. But the Lord leads me on, through him I must win. You know what? Whoa, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are gone home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the flight, but I cling more close to him. He will give me light. Satan's stares may vex my soul from without and within, but the Lord leads me on. Through him I will win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, don't you want to see him? Oh, I want to see him. I really, truly do. Because he's just been so good to me. But I'm going to get into my lesson. The Bible tells us in Psalms 119, verse 165, it says, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. That means nothing should cause us to stumble and fall. And then Psalm 16, verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you." These things I have spoken unto you. What has he spoken? He has spoken this right here to us. He has spoken his love manual to us. He has spoken the word of God to us. Why? That we might have peace. It says that we might have peace. So if we might have peace, what does that mean? That means that it's up to us to have that peace. We can have it or we cannot have it. We might have peace. Even though we're his children, we might have peace. Because you're his child, it's not guaranteed to you. Oh, I'm not talking about working for your salvation, because we don't work for our salvation. But I'm talking about working for the Lord in the midst of your salvation, and he will give to you peace, the peace of God. That's what I'm talking about. The peace of God. The subject matter is peace. The theme is peace. The subject matter is peace with God and the peace of God, a peace that passes all understanding. How is your understanding this morning? I heard a story about a ship. A ship was wrecked in a furious storm, and the only survivor was a little boy who was swept by the waves on a rock. And the story goes that he sat there all night long until the next morning when he was spotted and rescued. "Did you tremble while you were on that rock all night long?" someone asked him later on. He said, "Yes, yes, I trembled all night long. But you know what? The rock didn't move." Now that was a physical rock, and that rock was that little boy's. It was his safe place. It was a place of refuge. It was a haven of rest. All night long, he rested on this rock. He was the only sole survivor of a shipwreck. The only sole survivor of a shipwreck. And he was on this rock, and he said he trembled all night long. But can I tell you, ladies, that there is another rock, and his name is Jesus. And he's a dependable rock that we can rely on. And can I tell you, ladies, that he also is a rock. Jesus is our rock. And can I tell you that he is a rock that does not move? Can I ask you this morning, how often do you rest on your rock Jesus? He is the giver of peace. And can I ask you this morning, how often again do you rest on your spiritual rock? You see, he is your spiritual rock. And ladies, being a rock means that he always does what he says that he is going to do. When life is calm, when the situation seems chaotic, he always does what he says he is going to do. And when we're in panic mood, we go there sometimes as women. He always does, ladies, what he says that he is going to do. And why should we trust him? We should trust him again because he is the rock. He is the rock, and he does not move. Why should we trust him again? Because the world, it is full of turmoil. It is full of hardship. It is full of pain. The Bible tells us in Job 14:1, it says, "A man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and then what? He's full of trouble." So all of us, we're born of a woman, and then just a few days, even the little infant, the little baby, you become full of trouble. You got to change their diapers. You got to rock them. You got to feed them. Full of trouble. We're full of trouble until the day that the Lord Jesus Christ, he calls us home. Just a few days, full of trouble. Why are we full of trouble? Because we have turned our back on God. That's why. We have turned our back on God. And you know what? We are doing our own thing. We ignore his ways, we ignore his plans, and we ignore his word. And we're full of self. We're full of self. And you know what we want? We want our own way. Even some of us as his children, we want our own way. But Isaiah 53:6 said, all we like sheep have gone astray. And we have turned everyone to what? To his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Why? Again, because the world is full of trouble. So how is it possible to have peace, inner peace called peace with God? How is it possible to have peace that's called the peace of God in the midst of anger, in the midst of anger, in the midst of hatred, in the midst of the strife and the confusion of this world? And is it possible? Yes, it is possible when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He forgives us for our sins, and then we have peace with God. That's your relationship. That's your salvation. We can call him Father now. Peace with God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified by faith, just as if we have never sinned. You see? But when you have peace with God, now it's time to get acquainted with God. Job 22:21 says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. And he says, thereby good will come unto you. Acquaint means to yield yourself to him. Acquaint means for you to get to know him. You see? To know, how are you going to get to know him? You're going to read. You're going to pray. You're going to obey. You're going to always do those things. Like Jesus said, he did always those things that is pleasing to his Father. And that's what he wants from us. He wants us to do always those things that is pleasing to him. And then what's the good? What's the good that is going to come if we do those things? The good that is going to come is the peace of God that passes all understanding. That's the good that is going to come. Which passes all understanding. And you know, that's when we begin to live out this Christian life. Then we have the peace of God. And this peace is going to rule in your heart, meaning this peace, it is going to control you. This peace is going to control your feelings. This peace is going to control your thoughts when you're ready to show out on someone. Someone made you so angry, you can't stand it, and you're ready to show out on someone, and you want to open up your mouth. You might want to do like Peter, do a little bit of cursing. But you know what? The peace of God, it comes in, and it controls the heart. The peace of God, it comes in, and it rules the heart. See what I'm saying? Peace of God. Galatians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God grab a hold of you and don't let go. See what I'm saying? You see? We must not allow our hearts to be full of carnal thoughts and full of carnal desires. Can I ask you this morning? Only you know. This is between you and God. What are you desiring this morning? What are we desiring this morning? Do you guard your heart? What do you allow to enter into your mind? You see, God does not want us full of worry. He does not want us full of bitterness and the anger of this world. You see, what are we full of this morning? What's your confidence in of this morning? Bible says in Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
you see. We won't sin if we allow the word of God to guide our feet. Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and unto my path. A lamp unto my feet and to my path. What path are you on, right? What path are you on right now? See? What are you doing? Where are you going with your feet? There's a Sunday school song that I used to sing when I was teaching Sunday school. Years ago, I taught Sunday school. And we used to sing this song. Be careful, little hands, what you do, what you do. Be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. It goes on, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little hands, what you do. Then be careful, little feet, where you go, where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go. Where you go, see, what are you doing? See, where are you going? What are you listening to? What are we allowing our eyes to see on that TV? I tell you, I watch TV. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I tell you what, some of the filth. And have you seen the commercials? The commercials are terrible. And it seems like they're getting worse and worse. But are we allowing our eyes to watch the men in the underclothes or the commercials? Or they do have the underclothes on in the commercial, you see. Are we watching the women with the bras and the panties on? You see what I'm saying? Are you being careful with the members of your body that God has given unto you? See. On Isaiah 26, verse 3, he says, I will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because they trust in thee. And here's another verse. I think this is Psalm 16, 33, where it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. You see, the first one said that you might have peace. And now this one says that you may have peace. What does that show us? That peace is a decision that we make. That shows us that we can have all the peace that we want. All of it. If we would just trust in God and keep our mind stayed on Him, we can have all the peace. But it's a decision. It's up to us. And I tell you, I don't have peace all the time. So my boy died. I took a long time for peace to come. I was always trying to understand it. See what I'm saying? But finally, peace came. Peace came. It's because it's in here. Let's see. I will keep in perfect peace. You see, John 14 says, these things, 27, these things I have written, I'm going to get in my verses in a minute. These things, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Do you know, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid? That's a commandment from God. That is not just a suggestion. Well, I suggest that you, no, it's a command. He commands us, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Can I ask you this morning, what are your troubles this morning? Do you know the peace of God, it will heal your heart? What's your problem this morning? The peace of God, he will keep your heart, you see, because he does not give us peace like the world. He gives us eternal peace. He gives us peace that will never, ever, ever leave us. You see, the world peace, it's fleeting. It is fleeting. It is false. It's empty promises. And can I tell you that it does not last long? And can I tell you that it changes with the circumstances? It changes with the circumstances. But all the peace of God, we can have it, we can enjoy it until the Lord call us home. When everything around you seems to be not like God, you can have peace. You can have the peace of God that passes all understanding if you let go of whatever it is that's got you bowed down. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She was infirmity, bowed down 18 years. But you know what? She wasn't born like that. 18 years, I don't know, she wasn't born like that. But you know what? She became like this. Bowed down. This was her walking like that. Can I ask you, are you spiritually bowed down? Are you standing up straight, but in the spirit? Bowed down. See? Because you don't want to work at it. Not for your salvation, but working because of what Christ has done for you, to show others a different. So are you using cursing words? I saw a program one time with the Cartwright, and Hosh said, make me want to curse on the inside. Make him want, see, because he knew if he cursed on the outside, he was going to be heard. Yeah. But he said, make me want to curse on the inside. So I'd never heard it like that before. I said, wow. See, the peace of God. You see, when your children, they won't listen to you. When your husband, he won't hear you. And then you're spending more money than you have. We don't do that, right? We don't spend more money than we have coming in, right? In the credit cards. You see, any other circumstances, you know what I mean. See, it's time to let go. It's time to let go, ladies, and it is time to let God, you see. So how is it possible to have peace in the midst of anger, in the midst of strife, and the bitterness and the confusion of the world? It is possible. It is possible to have peace with God. It is possible to have the peace of God. And that when we get the peace with God, that never ever leave us. Once saved, we are always saved. Peace with God. Once we're saved, that's it. We don't have to keep continuing to ask the Lord to come into our hearts and save us. No, that's done. But the peace of God, see, he will give it to you if you allow him to. Can I tell you that this promise of peace, it is for the saved. Turn with me to John 14. John 14, verse 18 for a minute. 17, I mean, if you have your Bibles. If you don't, it's okay. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because what? Listen, it sees him not. Listen, sees him not, neither knoweth him. Now get this. It says, but ye know him. Why do we know him? Because what? He dwelleth with you. He dwelleth in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye seeth me because, now get this, because I live, ye should live also. You see. At that day you should know that, listen, at that day you should know that I'm in my Father, and ye in me, and I in him. It is for the saved, you see. I'm going to read 27 again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world. We're going to drop. I know I want to do 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost, God, the Holy Ghost, he's the giver of this peace. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall what? He shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, and whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. See what I'm saying? This peace is for the saved. The Holy Spirit is the author of it, but it's not for the unsaved. If you have a Bible, turn with me to Isaiah 57. It is not for the unsaved. 57, verse 21, I'm trying to hurry up, and 22. It says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. That's their lives. Their lives cast up mire and dirt. Bible says we're not to listen to even what they speak of, because they are so filthy-minded and so filthy in their ways. It says, there's no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. It's not for the unsaved unless they're ready to receive Christ. But the wicked is like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. The wicked are those ladies who rebelled against God, whose life is like dirt and mud. See, whose life casts up out of their mouths, out of the things that they do, out of the things that they say. It's like mud. It's like dirt. It's like mire. I'm not saying it. The Word of God says it. I can only tell you what the Word of God says. And it says there's no peace for the wicked, because they're still where? They're still in their sins, their lusts and their passion. Their lusts and their passion, it makes them like the troubled sea. This promise, it is for the surrender. Turn with me to Romans 12. The promise of peace is for the surrender. Says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This promise is for the surrender. What are we to do with our bodies? We are to present our bodies to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is our reasonable service. If he can leave his home in heaven, be born through a virgin, be beat with a cat o' nine whip 39 times one, put him on the cross, pierce him in the side, blood still coming forth, take him off the cross, put him in a tomb, and he rises again for our sins. Is it not acceptable that we surrender our lives to him? Is that not acceptable? Of course it's acceptable. Surrender. It's our reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. That's acting like the world. That's thinking like the world. Transformer, that's conversion. Repent, having a change of mind and having a change of heart. That's talking about being surrendered. I know how surrendered I am, but can I ask you this morning, how surrendered are you to the Lord? Have you surrendered your mind and your thought life and your will to the Lord? Have you surrendered? You see, the promise is for the spiritual mind. Romans 8, verse 6. I'm not going to do all of it, I'm almost, but I'm going to do. It says, for to be carnal, what did I say? It's for the spiritual minded. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. The promise is for the spiritual minded. To be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. What does God give you when you're spiritual minded? He gives you life. He gives you peace. He gives you, how does that verse of scripture go about abundant living? Any of you know what I'm trying to quote? Yes. He gives us an abundant life. an abundant life, you know. And that's a life full of good things. And can I tell you, even the bad things that we don't like, we don't like it. It's a good thing. You know why it's a good thing? Because he can see around that corner. When I get out of this room here, I can't see nothing else. But my God, he can see around the corner. And he knows just what's going to happen. And something might happen, might bring me to my knees. But it's a good thing. Because Christ, he's around that corner, and he sees it. And oh, he has to stop it. And whatever he has to do to stop it, it may be a bad thing to me. But to him, it's a good thing. He never touches us for evil, only for good. Amen. Only for good. You see, you have to stay spiritual minded. You see, the spiritual minded, they have life and they have peace. Even in the bad times, if you keep your eyes on him, Lord, I don't know why this happened. But you know what I love to say? I get up sometimes, I have a hard day. I said, Lord, I don't know why this happened. But you know one thing I know, Lord? I know you know all about it. I know it was no surprise to you. So I open up my hands and I take it. Because he's faithful. And I know he loves me. And I know he'll never touch me for evil. You see? Never touch me. It's for the spiritual minded to have life and peace. Where's your mind this morning? Let me turn to Colossians 3. I think it's Colossians 3, verse 1. Ooh. What's your mind set on this morning? I don't know. I can't. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Listen. It says, set your affection, that's your mind, on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and your life is here with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. So therefore, now listen, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now listen to this. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. But I love this. I love this. This lets me know I ain't no better than nobody. In the which ye also walked. Sometimes when we weren't saved, we walked in those things. You see. That's where we come from. We come from the same dirt, the same mire, and the same clay that the lost come from. You see what I'm saying? And in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. And it goes on to tell us about what to put on and to put off. I don't have time to go there. What is your mind set on? Again, the world, they cannot have this peace because they don't know the author of peace. But if you are not spiritual minded, let me tell you something. If you're not spiritual minded, even though you are saved, even though you are God's child, you cannot have this peace either. There's no way. Could have been saved 30 years. But if you don't seek God for yourself, you don't have this peace either. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3:1. I've been saved 30 years. Don't try to tell me nothing. Don't try to tell me nothing. You little young whippersnapper, you. Let me see. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. You see, but they're acting like the world, and they're living like the world. They don't have the peace of God. It says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you. Now, this is Christian people here. It says, now, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. You don't say how long they've been saved. Could have been saved 50 years, but they're still a babe in Christ. So I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you are not able to bear it. You want to give them meat, but they give them milk because they can't bear the meat. They can't take the meat. You might hurt their feelings. You might make them leave the church. You might make them upset, and my mouth might get like Peter's did. You see. I said, we're all prone. My mind, one of those boys who killed my son, he's trying to get out. But the first time they called me, I was so upset. I was furious. I got off that phone, and my mouth did become like Peter's. I did start cursing, you see. Because of my sanctified mind, he took my grandchildren, he took my daughter-in-law, only thing I have for a grandchild is a keyboard now. That's my grandbaby, because that was my son's. He didn't have any children. You see what I'm saying? But then, a couple months went by. Can I tell you, they called again, as a matter of fact. I think it was Friday or Saturday, we got another message. And you know, it was different this time because I let the peace of God rule in my heart. I didn't get like Peter. I didn't. I didn't get all upset. I cried so that first time I cried. I cried many, many tears. But you know, this time I did not shed one tear. I didn't shed one tear because I was willing to let the peace of God rule in my heart. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. You may have peace, or you might have peace. Your choice starts now. It's up to us. You see? The peace of God, which was passes all understanding. They were carnal-minded Christians. Let's go back to my place here. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. For ye are yet carnal, whereas there's none among you. There's envy, strife, and division, carnal, and you walk as men. For while one saith, I'm a Paul, and another, I'm Apollos, are you not carnal? I don't know how long they've been saved, but they were definitely carnal. And sometimes I can get all up in my flesh. I'm not perfect, and neither are you. It's the choices that we make. Last time we got that call, I was so proud of my God. I was proud of me because you know what? I didn't let him do it the first time. I got indignant. How dare they do that? Now, killed my child. You know. But, well, and you know what I said? I said, Lord, if he gets out, that's okay with me. And if he don't get out, Lord, it was four of them. That's okay. That's God. That's God. Oh, don't bother me. That's God. You see. Two mindsets. There's two mindsets. The one you feed the most, that's the one going to win the battle. You walk in your flesh. You talk in your flesh. You seek fleshly things. That's the one going to win the battle. You see. But if you read the Word of God, if you pray, you meditate on the Scriptures, if you do always those things that's pleasing unto God, it's the spirit man will win the battle. It's like a fight. You know, it's like, I'm going to walk today, or I'm going to talk today. But it's which one you let. One you let win. Win the battle, you see. The peace of God which passes all understanding, it should keep your heart and your mind. But if you keep your heart and your mind, you will have no problems with the flesh. You got to keep your heart
in your mind. Not the, what's the name of the magazines? Not the Jet magazine. You probably don't get that. I get that sometimes. Not the Ebony magazine. You probably don't get that. You get the Beautiful House magazine, whatever magazine you get. You can't keep your mind stayed on that. But then when the times of trouble, when you have to cry a little bit, I know because we're all flesh and we're all women, I know sometimes we cry. You ain't crying about your husband, you're crying about your children. You ain't crying about them, you're crying about your bills. We cry, you know. But it's where you keep your mind stayed at. It's where you keep your mind stayed at. I will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts. I will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in thee. And it's God's desire for us to have peace. Do you know that? I'm almost done, ladies. I'm not going to do the last part. John 16, and I'm done. I'm not going to even do an invitation. I think I'm running out of time here. John 16, verse 33. It says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." That's that word again. You might. And the other one says that ye may have peace. See, it's up to us. In the world, listen. In the world, you should have what? Tribulations. It's hard times. Hard time. That's pain. That's when something going wrong. You have tribulation. What he said? He said, "Be of a good cheer." Why? For I be of a good cheer. Because I have what? He has overcome the world. You see, he was talking to his disciples because they were sorrowful. He was getting ready to go back to heaven, and they just couldn't. And he was going back to heaven, and they didn't want him to go, and they couldn't understand why he was living, why he was going. See, but that's just like us. We try to understand everything. We want to get the shovel and get to digging in there. But how does that verse of scripture go? Proverbs 5, verse 4, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not unto thy understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him. And what does he say? I'll direct your path. But you see, we got to get the shovel. We got to go digging in the problems, digging in the heartache. We got to go digging in the pain, you see. You know, don't try to understand it. Don't try to understand. First time I was trying to understand. Don't let him kill my boy. Don't let him go for. He whining because he got 8 more years to do. He whining and complaining. I ain't going to never see my boy till I get to heaven. That's what I was saying. My husband was looking at me like I had lost my mind. And I probably had just for a minute. Because my husband, he's a mild man. He's always very seldom. I see him lose. Y'all, I got a good husband. God has blessed me. So he's blessed me and the kids. So he's a good man. And you know what? He's always in control. And sometimes I think he does that just to keep us in control. He might be hurting on the inside. He might be complaining on the inside. But you know what? He very seldom he lets it show. Now, me, that's a different story. You see. I try to understand things. But he don't try to understand. He just accepted. And he was, oh, it'll be all right. And it usually is all right. Okay, so why shouldn't we be of good cheer? Because Christ, you know, he's overcome the world. I can see him right now up there in heaven when he was going up. Be of a good cheer. Don't worry about anything. Be of a good cheer. Why? If he has overcome the world, don't you know what makes us overcomers? We're overcomers because he has overcome the world. We don't have nothing to worry about, you know.
Just like during the storm, I got to say just a little bit about it. He told those disciples, that was an excellent storm. We have excellent storms in our lives when we can't look in the front and in the back and to the right and to the left. That's an excellent storm because it keeps your eyes up. It keeps it on Jesus. And you know what? That's the storm we can grow in. I'm not going to go there because I don't have time to go there. See, he has overcome the world. Can I ask you, what are you fretting about? Who has hurt you? Or who has walked away from you? Who in here has failing health? Who in here has chronic pain? Who has betrayed you? What friend and family has walked away from you? How can we have perfect peace about it, about that problem? Why should we have perfect peace about it, about that problem? We can because, again, he has overcome the world, and that make us overcomers in spite of our heartaches, in spite of our pains. We can have peace because he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Christian woman, this morning, he's waiting for you to give your problem, your heartache, and your pain to him, you see. And whatever it is, he wants you to make a trade this morning. Make a trade this morning. He wants you to give him your heartache. Give him your pain. Make a trade. Give him your pain, your heartache, or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. But he wants you to make a trade. Amen. Make a trade. Make a trade. Say, here, Lord, take this. Take this. Take this pain from me. See, take it. And he used to hear. He said, you know what he's going to do? He's going to reach down spiritually. He said, here, Don, take it. Take it, Don. Take my peace. And if you take my peace, you're going to be all right, girl. Because you know what, girl? You my girl. You my boo. And you know what, girl? I never leave you. See what I'm saying? All he wants is us. But we're playing in the playground. We're playing in the playground. Okay, Lord, I'm coming. Got our eyes and our affections, our desires set on something that's gonna slow us down. Something we want. That good thing. We're in the playground getting that good thing. But you know what? God has a best thing. The best thing that you could ever have and that you could ever desire. It's what he wants to give to you. What he wants to give to you. So trade your heartache. Trade your pain. Let him love on you like no other, no man. Can I say something here? I don't know if you're married or single. If you're single and you got a boyfriend, your boyfriend can't love you like Jesus can. And if you married, you got a husband. I got one. And my husband can love me like Jesus can. Trade it. Trade it, ladies. And see. What he'll do for you. And I'm done.